Blog Talk Radio.
Tapping the Arkansas Paranormal Network, coming to you from Van Buren, Arkansas. Hope everybody's having a great day and hoping everybody can hear me. And of course, we're always having problems with the radio. I always have problems with this program. Trying to get Richard on here, but he's a little bit under the weather, and I was trying to get other people to join me too, as well. And y'all hear an extra voice in the background. I'm just seeing if anything comes across the air. I can hear it. Well, at least I know I'm getting across there. All right, well, at least we know we got that going, anyway. One of these days, we'll have everything worked out and everything okay. Anyway, we're going to be talking about haunted places in Arkansas. So, let's just get down to it. And Richard will join us if he can, when he can. Jonesboro, Arkansas. Keller's Chapel and Cemetery. There have been reports of strange sightings in the chapel and surrounding cemeteries, ghostly lights that follow visitors around the cemetery at night, and then sounds of babies crying, strange apparitions moving around the cemetery, and unexplained noises, just some of the phenomenon reported in this site. All right. Arkansas Methodist Medical Center. The apparitions of a blonde boy, aged around 5, has been seen in fourth floor. He wears pajamas and often playing or seeking a kit. An apparition of a Confederate soldier and another from an elderly female also have been seen in the building. Ghosts have been seen inside as well on the outside in the grounds. Memphis of Little Rock Bed and Breakfast. The ghost of a well-dressed man with a lumber hat has been seen on the stairs and in the room in the historic home. The ghost of a large woman dressed in pink who stands outside the guest room. The apparitions of an old sea captain has been seen in other guest rooms, and an African maid haunts the maid's closet. Phantom steps have been seen and heard, and the doors open and close by themselves. See, nobody's joining me in the chat room yet. I have chat room up and running, by the way. If you want to go in and say hello, I'm not taking any phone calls right now. So, phone calls are out. Chat room is open. Arlington Rest Resort Hotel. Although staff's family believes to tell guests that there are no ghosts in the building, bottles of wine jump off the shelf without being touched. There have been reports of apparitions of old-fashioned clothes wandering the hallways, and the lobby simply vanishes. The ghost of a young girl in pink dressed has been seen in the lobby. A ghost of a woman in a wedding gown have been seen staring down into the street late at night. The ghost of a bellman has been seen wandering the fourth floor, who walks through closet doors before disappearing. The ghost of a man in black has been seen in a hotel laundry and off the ways at workers. Taps turn on and off by themselves. Lights go on and off when no one's around. People are brushed against by people who aren't there, and ghostly laughters have been heard, and an evil presence have been felt in the room 824 of the hotel. All right. Let's see what Richard did. Okay.
Hello, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
I don't know what I did, but it finally let me in.
I was fixing to send you a message and say, hey, there's three of us inside the...
Yeah, I saw that, and they all three had the same number, but then it switched to the tapping on it. I don't know what's going on, but how are you doing today, and how is everybody out there in the world doing?
I've been good. I've been down here all day, working around, making t-shirts, making a mess on the floor. Other than that, it's been doing good. Watched it rain. Sun has been out.
Yeah, I don't think the weather today wants to make up its mind.
Well, I don't guess so.
I'm going to try and send some invites out real quick.
I'm sitting in here listening to music while I go. Playing this while I go.
My party and
I'm fired by... They'll start copyrighting me.
Right.
Sometimes I don't really care.
Going to the chapel and where...
Anyway, I started reading about the... Arlington Resort Hotel in Arkansas. Told everybody that room 824 was haunted.
Don't think I've heard of that one yet.
It is in Hot Springs, Arkansas.
Oh, okay. If we were to ever go down there, there's one person I would not be able to tell that I was going to be in the area. Otherwise, they'd be hollering, "Oh, where to go to?" Now, a friend of mine from high school was down there, and her daughter, they kind of consider me her godfather. She calls me Uncle Grizz, Uncle Richard, stuff like that. She's got a little bit of an interest in the paranormal and stuff, and she keeps hollering, wanting to go on an investigation with us. And I told her, I said, "Well, you got to come up here sometime." Well, there's a few invites out. You said you're talking about the Arlington?
Well, I was. I've got this little deal pulled up that tells all the haunted places that's been reported in Arkansas. I've just been going through the list, telling everybody about it. Different things. I say there's probably 35, 40, maybe 50 different things in here. But I was at the, I just read the Arlington Resort Hotel.
Okay.
And I was fixing to read about the Wolf Bayou Bridge, Mama Lois Bridge. The bridge was replaced in 2005, but it was the old one from which local legends arose. Folks say that a woman and her newborn died here. And she drove off the bridge. As she drove off the bridge, rumors have it that those who go there at night and shout, "Mama Lois, I've got your baby," you'll have trouble with their car and perhaps see a floating woman in a white near the bridge. Oh, there you go.
Hate when you go to a website and they've got an embedded music player. I was looking that up and I get to a site, the place is scary, haunted places, and they've got a music player that starts playing Richard Adams. North of Scott, Arkansas.
North of Scott.
Sounds interesting.
Here's some. There's a Crossett railroad tracks. A ghostly swinging light appears to be walking up and down the track here. Locals say it is the spirit of a man who was hit by a train and was decapitated. His ghost is searching for his head, and it is said that the folks who are standing on the tracks will see the light coming toward them. They will disappear when it gets close, then reappear on the other side of them, continuing on its way. Here's a hitchhiker of Highway 365. Have you heard of him?
No, sure haven't.
Why does a female hitchhiker appear here on a stormy night, asking passerbys to drive her home? Legend has it that when the driver arrives at the address she gives, she simply disappears. When the driver goes to the door and asks about the missing girl, the residents will tell them it happens frequently and their daughter was killed in a car accident.
I've actually had that happen to me in Ohio.
No, really?
Yep. I was coming home late from work one night, and it was raining. You know, the typical story scenario for those stories like that. And saw a girl hitchhiking. I stopped. Asked if she needed help. She says she was about 4 miles from home and her car had broke down quite a ways back. And she was getting tired of walking in the rain. So I hop in, took her down the road. She says, turn in right here. So I pull into the drive, kind of a long driveway. Pulled up to the house, and then she just disappeared.
Huh.
And there was a lady stepped out on the front porch, and she hollered out to me, can I help you? And I was like, I stepped out of the car, and I was like, well, I picked your girl up back down the road a couple miles back, and she said this is where she lived, and she was having car trouble and needed to lift home. I pull in the driveway, and she just disappears. She says, you need to come inside, sit down, warm up, have a cup of coffee or a cup of tea. I'm like, well, I need to get on home. She says, no, you need to come inside. So, you know, here I am. I'm wondering, okay, what's going on? Why is this woman inviting me into her home so easily without knowing me? But I go in there, and she led me to the kitchen. She hollered at her husband. He come up out of the den. She says, sit down. We need to go through it again. So she put a pot of coffee on, and she went into another room, come back in. Hands me a picture, says, is this the girl you're talking about? I said, she was soaked to the bone, but yeah, that's her. She said, every once in a while on rainy nights like this, we'll get somebody that stops in like you. She said, our daughter was killed about 4.5 to 5 miles down the road one night by a drunk driver. She said, every once in a while, we get somebody. She says, on occasion, we'll actually get a couple that stops and says they were trying to give her a ride home and she disappeared. But she said, usually it's just a single person. Doesn't matter whether it's male or female. She'll tell them, turn in here. And when they turn in, she just fades away. We bring them in. We tell them the story. Have a couple of cups of coffee. And then they go on. But, yeah, I've had the hitchhiking ghost happen to me.
Huh.
Oh, and I don't know if this is of any significance, but I just had a friend of mine from EVP Paranormal that says it looks like it costs for them to listen in live and be able to chat.
Oh, that's weird. It's never usually just hit that and go straight in.
Yeah, because I sent them the link that you gave me to our show tonight.
I don't know. That's the first time I've heard that. Now, I do know that sometimes they ask you to make an account with them, but you don't have to use it as a show. You just, where you can chat. But in the past, they just went towards that link and make it a chat.
Yeah. Well, I just told them it shouldn't cost anything at all unless they're looking at the page to have their own show. But I know I had quite a few that said they were able to get in and listen to some of the show last night. They just had problems hearing. They said it was like our audio was fading in and out. But I figured that's something we can work on here in the near future, get that figured out.
Well, it seems like it's a little better tonight because I took that mixer thing off and now it's just hooked up directly to the computer.
Yeah, I know you sound a lot better.
So it sounds to me that some reason that sound mixer is reducing the noise on it or reducing the sound on it level.
We may need to mess with it and check the gain on it because I think that's got a gain knob, which should bring up your mic.
And it could be the mic that I was using too, because I was using a different mic last night. So
okay, whatever, we'll figure it out. But what seems to be the next place on the list?
I got one pulled up here called Mayberry Hotel.
Uh-oh.
What?
You better watch out. Andy will get you.
Let's see. The hotel is now abandoned and near total ruins. This probably is ruined by now. Don't know. It doesn't say when these stories are put up, so.
Right.
The ghost of 1800s owner David Mayberry is said to haunt the site, seeing that he built the hotel in the area. Prospectors of miners, gunfighters broke out often here, leading to many deaths. David Mayberry himself was shot but not killed. And his shooting led to schizophrenia in his unstable mental state. He stabbed his wife to death and burned her body in the fireplace, then drowned their son. Legend has it that you can hear the wife crying at night and hear screaming coming from the bathtub in the basement.
Oh, wow.
There's a Avon Cemetery in DeQueen, Arkansas. A ghostly baby and mother are said to haunt the cemetery. Local legends has it that you drop a rock into the well in the center of the cemetery at night, you will hear a baby cry. Okay. The baby's mother has been seen running through the cemetery, according to the local tales. Long ago, the woman sat the baby on the edge of the old well, and she was drawing water, and the baby fell in and drowned.
Okay.
These are some of them. It's just short and sweet. That's all. Nothing too more about them, but it's just reports. Oh, there's one we all know, Gordon Lights.
Mm-hmm.
The Gordon Spook Lights is a lit yellowish glowing orb that appears immediately at night along the rail tracks. Some say it has a ghost of a railroad worker, here we go, who was struck by a train and decapitated. There we go. Another maintains it is a ghost of a railroad foreman who was beaten to death with a shovel by one of the employees who wanted more hours. The lie is said is to be the lantern of the ghost who is looking for its head. Reports give that the directions of how to reach this area is to take exit I-30 to Highway 53 toward Gordon. As you are entering the city, turn right on the dirt road before the railroad tracks. Follow it until you come to a circular parking area. Follow the tracks to the right west of the for about a mile, and it's between the 4th and 7th trestle that the light is seen. Now, that's different than what we know.
Yeah.
So he's always told that the Gordon Lights, you just look down off the cliff down into the wooded areas, you see the lights going through the trees, and that would be the lights of miners.
Yeah.
It's the ones we know.
Never heard anything about a train worker or anything.
Bono Bridge. This bridge was demolished in 2011. The map shows the original locations. According to local folklore, those who stood on the bridge and looked down at the railroad tracks below when the train was coming at a distance or in a distance, feeling that the train was about to hit them. Apparitions and strange noises are said to occur in the area, erupting from alleged satanic rituals performed in the past. Okay.
What's the site that you found all those on?
This is called Haunted Places in our hauntedplaces.org. It gives a list of all these haunted places all over the United States and other places too. I got another place. I'm trying to get Jeff to answer me. And because he used to read from this other, I used to read from this one and he would read from the other one. And I can't get him to answer me. So.
Oh, you skipped one that I've experienced personally.
Yeah,
Pea Ridge National Park.
Yeah, I usually save them for the last.
I've experienced that one personally as well. So you decide to bring that one up before I say any more.
Oh, you can go ahead and read it, won't you? That you got in front?
Well, it's been reported that you go out on the battlefield in the middle of the night and you can see apparitions of Civil War soldiers and hear musket fire. The thing about it, you can even hear the musket fire during the day. We were up there one time with some friends of ours from out of state, and there's one field where they've got a bunch of old cannons lined up like they would have been back during the battle. And we were sitting out there just talking, enjoying the quiet. And all of a sudden, you could smell what smelled like gunpowder coming in on the wind. And we're sitting there talking about it. And then we, you know, we heard like three or four bangs, for lack of a better term. Sounded like they were off in the distance, but it sounded like gunfire. When we were leaving, we went back through the visitor center and the gift shop, and I asked if they were having some kind of a reenactment or something somewhere in the park at the time, and they told me no, and they asked me why, and I said, well, we could have swore we heard gunfire. And the lady we were talking to said that's very well possible, because we do have a lot of people reporting that they will hear gunfire. Sometimes they may hear a hoop or a holler and stuff. I said, well, what about smells? Did they report hearing or smelling anything or strange odors? And she said she hadn't had anybody report it to her. But she said, knowing the history of the place, it wouldn't be totally far-fetched. But I told her that the four of us had smelled gunpowder, or smelled like burning gunpowder. And she said, I wouldn't doubt it. You don't even have to go there at night. You can get lucky and experience it during daylight. Huh. I was looking, trying to see if they have anything close to us.
Oh, yeah, they do, too. I've seen them. Let's see. An old Hardy Hotel. Reports from an uncle unclear to whether the haunted hotel and antique mall are still in operations. It was up for sale on eBay in October 2008. Hopefully by now somebody's bought it. Former owner report hearing disembodied footsteps and closing doors on the second floor hallway on one room called the murder room. Hello. Was the site of a stabbing. A soldier who was standing here in the 1940s got into a fight with a bar at the bar across the street. His killer followed him back to the hotel room, climbed onto the roof, and creeped into the room from the balcony. Ghost hunters have caught videos of a misty shape and electronic voice phenomenon of a female saying, yes.
Oh.
And employees have seen apparitions, small children who are visiting have been frightened of something unseen, and witnesses say lights go on and off by themselves, and objects have been known to move or disappear.
Interesting. I see one listing for a location close to us that they need to correct.
What's that?
Their listing for the King Opera House. The story they've got there is kind of correct, but they've got a lot of details in it that are wrong. Like, it says that it's allegedly haunted by the ghost of a young actor who was killed by an enraged father who objected to the actor's intentions to elope with his daughter. But we know better than that.
Well, yeah. I don't know who wrote that.
It does say if you've had a paranormal experience here or have any additional information about this location, please let us know.
Who are you letting know?
Right. What's the next one on your list?
Right now, I'm doing something else. Go ahead if you can get something. I'm talking to somebody.
Let me see. We'll look here and see what we can come up with. They do have the old Fort Smith courthouse from Fort Smith, Arkansas, listed here. They're actually talking about Judge Parker's courthouse. Here they've got the old courthouse that still stands here was the site of many a death sentence handed out in the late 19th century by Judge Isaac C. Parker, who was known as the hanging judge around this area because he was a no-nonsense kind of judge. If you did wrong, you got punished. And just outside the courthouse, they still have the original. Actually, I don't think it's quite original anymore. I think they've had to be rebuilt because back in the late 90s, we had a tornado come through the area. And I believe they wound up getting damaged. So they've still got some of the original materials in them. But I believe for the most part, they've been rebuilt. But it said that you can still, or you can go in there and hear and feel presences around the gallows. I know I've been up or been there several times and always have kind of a slight uneasy feeling. You know, I wouldn't necessarily call it a major feeling, but just kind of have a slight little uneasy feeling, which, you know, sitting there knowing that there had been many a people killed on that location would be enough to give you uneasy feelings in and of itself.
Yeah. All right. Sorry about that. I'm trying to find this other place that Jeff was. Well, he sent me a deal where he got something or other about haunted places, but it's not what I thought he's using when we were doing the radio show, it was something else.
Oh, okay.
There's a short one. Radar Road Phantom. Locals have reports seeing a phantom horse and rider on the outside of the city of Rogers. There you go.
That was short, sweet, and simple.
Yeah.
Let's see.
See, Baker's House Bed and Breakfast. Built in sometime between 1916 and 1917, this historic bed and breakfast is haunted by several ghosts associated with the building past. Code spots, doors opening, closing, and the sound of ghostly children playing are just some of the phenomenon reports here, along with a woman in white who appears during a wedding and a phantom construction worker simply known as Jefferson.
Hmm.
Here's one I keep telling everybody they need to go to. The Basin Park Hotel in Eureka Springs. It's haunted. The haunted tours are often offered here. A hotel has its own ghosts, including a young woman with blonde hair and blue eyes and a toddler age girl wearing pigtails and a yellow dress. Witnesses have also reported orbs and objects that move by themselves. The Allen House, this Gothic mansion was built in 1900s at the turn of the century. And it has many recorded instances of haunting reports. The main ghost, however, is the young woman of who haunts the upper and lower floors of the mansion. The ghost roams around the house, often standing behind people before vanishing and reappearing elsewhere in the house. Footsteps and voices come out of the fourth floor, which have been closed off. Phantoms have shown that the apparition appears out of a window in the third floor, but it has presence cannot be at I've lost my place. Hang on.
Well, real quick, you're getting straightened up on that. I see we've got a person in chat that I would like to shout out to and say hello to. And I would like to say hello to Miss Deborah from SIG Paranormal out of Mississippi. What's going on, Deb?
Oh, well.
Yeah. Deborah was a member of one of the teams that went with me when I went out to the Batfish and did a investigation out there.
they really enjoyed it. They loved it. They're wanting to come back and do more with me, or want me to come out there and do some investigations with them. But unfortunately, travel finances, you know.
Yeah.
But I tell you what, Deb, you come out, we'll go take a trip out to the Batfish. And it doesn't have to be an overnighter. We can just go out there and do the self-guided tour. But I'm still sticking you in the torpedo tube. Yeah, the name of her group is the Supernatural Investigation Group, or SIG, S-I-G for short.
Well, I'm glad she's in, and welcome aboard.
Yeah, really cool people.
I think my chair just broke.
I heard it. I actually heard it pop.
Did you hear it pop?
Yeah. If you hadn't have said anything, I would have swore you, or I'd have thought you dropped something.
No, that was a chair.
Wow. Miss Deb, have you got any questions for us? She's almost always got something to ask or something to say. She's talking to some fella named Ghost Rider, saying a negative Ghost Rider to the torpedo tube. Well, at least I know she's not talking to me. Tell you what, Miss Deb.
Which one are you going to stick her in, forward or backward?
I'm not going to say. Because if I say I'm going to stick her in the forward tube, she's going to stay away from them.
Well,
if I tell her I'm going to stick her in the aft tube, she's going to stay away from them.
Well, you either go up by the aft tubes or you go down by the forward tubes. The only one two ways out of there.
Yeah, but I tell you what, I guarantee she would move pretty fast going up or down those steps.
Yeah.
Hey, Deb,
she probably could run back. Especially them doors.
Right. But now I was going to look. Tell her she gets a chance or ever finds herself out here in this area, again, give me a holler and we'll get her and everyone that's with her in on one of our ghost tours of downtown Van Buren.
There you go. I wish my chair quit trying to break on me.
But honestly, I can't believe she doesn't have anything to say other than that.
Oh, there she goes.
That place was no joke. Talking about the Batfish. Because while we were there, they got all kinds of EVPs and everything.
Did you get to tell her about the one EVP or one of the main EVPs we caught there?
Which one?
One that sounded like it was, dive horn going off or...
Yeah, the dive clock. We actually caught it too.
Oh, did you?
Yep. We were, just like with you, we were all above deck. We were out walking around. Matter of fact, I don't even think when we caught ours, I don't think anybody was even on the boat.
Because I think we were all going to use the bathroom and looking around and everything.
Same thing we was.
Yeah.
We put the recorder down there in the bottom of that stairwell that went up, and we left it while everybody was outside. Y'all was on top because I could hear y'all talking on top. Some of them went to the bathroom walking around, and we left the recorder down there. That's when we got it.
Well, see, the one we got it on, we had it placed up in the conning tower.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. She just reminded me, too. One of the EVPs they got, she and another lady were back in the aft torpedo room. And one of them had sat down on one of the bunks. And they got an EVP of a guy sitting there telling them that that was his bunk.
Oh, really?
Yeah, more or less, he was telling them to get off of it. That was his bunk, and nobody else was allowed to sit there.
Huh.
But yeah, we had a good time.
Oh, you're saying you had a...
It's my party and I'm fired by
one. We tried to. We tried to have a good time.
She didn't get to see the moonshine, did she?
No, I couldn't get her to go down in the gear room. I guess maybe it's because I made the mistake and told her that story before we got to it.
Oh, okay. I see. Smart, Debbie, smart. Unfortunately, I was on the other end, so.
Yeah, but it's a good thing I hadn't had Taco Bell in a while.
Yeah.
Then instead of climbing out, we'd have been hauling a body out.
Let's see. I'm going through this. I'm trying to read something.
Let's see.
We only got very little time.
Hey, so we've got probably enough time for one more.
Okay,
we've
been to this place. Well, we've been in the town, Pangburn, Arkansas, and they've actually got a little thing here about Pangburn Hardware.
Huh.
You can hear noises and shuffling in the attic, and it is a very old building and has been around for over a century. There you go.
Hmm. Let's see. And don't forget the front two, me, Sherry, Michael, and Dana. Dana stopped in the galley. We went on through, thought it was her. Something looked in. I jumped up, ran to see, chased all the way down, and it was not Dana. She was still sitting in the galley eating chips. Yeah, they were up in the, or they had gone up, or was going from one end of the boat to the other. Dana stopped in the galley. She was getting a little hungry and she was getting tired. But Deb, Sherry, and Michael went on through up to the forward torpedo room. While they were up there, they thought they saw someone peek in through the door, bulkhead there, and they were calling, trying to
find out who it was, they didn't get an answer. They thought maybe it was Dana trying to play a game or something with them. But they made it back to the galley. Dana's sitting there eating a bag of chips. And I think Gina was sitting there with her, talking to her. And they're like, how'd you make it back here so fast? Dana's like, I've been sitting right here. And Gina said, she said, yeah, I come down just after you guys went through. And she said, I've been sitting here with Dana ever since talking.
Huh.
So, yeah, it was a very interesting time. If I could ever get the money together to do it again, I'd love to go do another overnighter.
Yeah, I'd like to go back up there after it's been floated and set in a different spot.
Yeah. I mean, you know, even if I just went up there to spend a night and chill out, you know, I think it'd be neat to get a group of people together and not or have some people in there that don't know about it.
Oh, we got almost less than a minute, Ben.
But get some people together that don't know about it and just say, hey, let's go spend the night on a World War II submarine. Take them up there. Don't have a lot of equipment, but have just enough where we can, like, take pictures and stuff like that, like we're partying or whatever, and see if they see or hear anything.
Well, guys, it's getting down to the point where we're going to have to say, sorry, guys, time is up. And, Deb, I'm glad you joined us, but it kind of almost got in there a little late. But anyway, join us next time, and we'll be talking about something else. We'll give you an information about what's coming up later on. And
try to get him to give me a better heads up so I can get invites sent out quicker.
Yeah, I don't know if you can.